This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
A face-off between NYPD officers and two armed suspects hours apart, and the cops fired back at incidents in Brooklyn and in the Bronx. The Bronx shooting happened at a station on the 5 train. WCBS reporter Sean Adams is live this morning in Wakefield. Sean.
Yeah, it takes guts to run towards someone who has a gun, but that's exactly what police did twice last night here in the city. So it was just after midnight, shots spotted, detected gunfire here at the 225th Street subway station in the Bronx, Assistant Chief Larry Nakunin.
Several plain-clothed and uniformed officers from the 4-7 precinct responded to the scene and were directed to the southbound platform where they engaged a male in possession of a firearm.
They fired and hit that suspect in the shoulder. He's in stable condition. The handgun recovered. And then around 8 last night in Brooklyn near the Gowanus houses, officers saw a man
firing a gun in the direction of another male. The officers immediately identified themselves as police and gave multiple orders to drop the weapon.
Chief of Department Terrence Monahan says they fired. The suspect is dead. Monahan adds, the suspect, he had an extensive violent criminal history and he just got out of prison last week after serving 5 years for robbery. Meanwhile, this morning, the investigation continues here in the Bronx. You can hear the trains rolling, the 5 and the 2, but the subway station at 225th Street, that remains closed, and White Plains Road is still closed off at this intersection. Live in the Wakefield section of the Bronx, Sean Adams, WCBS News Radio 880.
He says he was quoting from an article, but Governor Cuomo is hearing it from critics and supporters for using the N-word during a radio interview. And WCBS reporter Marla Diamond is live with that story. Marla.
Wayne, Governor Cuomo is taking heat from supporters for using the full racial epithet during an interview yesterday on WAMU radio.
He used an expression that Southern Italians were called, I believe they're saying Southern Italians, Sicilians, I'm half Sicilian, were called, quote unquote, and pardon my language, but I'm just quoting the Times, wops. N-word wops.
Cuomo had been discussing the push for a statue of Mother Cabrini when he used the racial epithet, a direct quote from a recent New York Times op-ed piece called How Italians Became White. Cuomo found support from black lawmakers, Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie and State Senator Kevin Parker, but City Public Advocate Jumani Williams says the governor should apologize, adding comments from the state's highest elected official gives people further permission to use the racist term. Reporting live, Marla Diamond, WCBS News Radio.
And you can't blame Yankee fans out there this morning for talking about a World Series against the Nationals. Washington swept the Cards to grab the NL pennant, but the Bombers still have some work to do ahead of the Fall Classic. And WCBS reporter Peter Haskell took in last night's Yankee loss in the Bronx.
Things started badly for the Yankees when Houston's Jose Altuve hit a first-inning home run. You could hear the groans, and it never got better.
Pitching. It's all pitching. It's all about pitching in the playoffs. This guy Cole, he's a tough man.
Houston starter Gerrit Cole wasn't at his best, but he got outs when he needed them. Most fans here aren't giving up.
No, I still think it's a series. I think it'll go at least 6 or 7 games, so I think we still have a shot.
Fans say the Yankees need to hit. At Yankee Stadium, Peter Haskell, WCBS News Radio 880.
You zoom out on the radar this morning, Craig. You can see that rain to the west and to the south, and it's moving this way.
All combining into one, and that storm will be one pretty intense system as it works its way on up into the Connecticut River Valley and then eventually on out to sea. Fortunately, a pretty fast mover. The clouds are starting to move in now as the moon sets and the sun comes up, and we'll get to see a little sunshine early this morning, but again, increasing and thickening clouds, and by, let's say, 1, 2, 3 o'clock, western, southern suburbs, it's already starting to rain, or it's moving in and then spreads towards the city after that, so the entire region will be covered by the evening commute, and it goes on through the early part of the night, at least the first part of the night, with some pretty stormy weather, heavy rain, wind-driven rain, lots of gusty winds, flooding in poor drainage areas, or even some tidal flooding. For those of you along the coast, once again, you'll have to endure some high tides. Highs today, mid-60s, low tonight, 46 to 52. Tomorrow, storm's gone, or at least leaving in the morning and gone by the afternoon, maybe just a leftover sprinkle, but it's blustery with frequent gusts 40, 50 miles per hour, and tomorrow's high only 55 to 60. Right now in the city, increasing clouds, 57, humidity 66%.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.